This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is real estate investing do's and don'ts. But first, a quick comment. You know, this is a joyous season when so many of you are rushing around shopping for gifts, preparing amazing meals, and spending time with family. And although this can be a very stressful time, my recommendation is that you take a few steps back, maybe put your real estate activities on hold for a bit, and make family your priority. Real estate investing deals will always be out there. Family won't. So enjoy the holidays and be blessed. Well, on to our topic. Real estate investing do's and don'ts. Now, one of the most lucrative investments today, as I have shared on this show many times, is real estate. Risky for those not well versed with its nuances or trends, it's important to avoid costly mistakes to ensure a good return on your investment. Here are some common do's and don'ts from leading real estate investors. Keep in mind, we've tried to gear this a little bit more towards us 50-plussers and the specific issues that we may encounter who, let's say, for example, are not people that are looking for a full-time job and maybe are focused a little bit more on, passive investing as opposed to, you know, something that's going to take a lot of our time. So this is a quick mixture of the best tips and most common mistakes real estate investors have encountered. So let's start with our do's. Do treat your real estate investing like a business. Adequate insurance, bookkeeping, and liability protection are a must. Do have a plan. Before investing your hard-earned dollars in real estate, you should have a plan. You should have a clear idea of your budget, how long you want your money tied up for, and what type of risk you are most comfortable with. Now, seasoned real estate investors not only have a plan, they make offers on multiple properties while concentrating on the numbers they plan for in their investment strategy. Do stick with deals that have a predetermined minimum rate of return on investment. And this is a percentage that you're going to determine in your real estate investing strategic plan. It could be 10%, it could be 20%. But either way, don't look at deals that go outside of that percentage. Do use as much OPM, okay, other people's money, as possible. This helps leverage the cash that you have, and it also gets other folks involved that could be great partners with you. Do your own due diligence on any deal that you intend on purchasing. Never rely 100% on someone else to do it, even a partner. You want to make sure that you're comfortable with the numbers and all the facts relative to that property. Do get your personal finances in order before jumping into real estate. It's very important to get your own house in order before buying more of them or more properties. Have a clear idea of your existing income, expenses, and outstanding loans before complicating your life further. If you do not do so already, spend a month or two tracking everything you spend money on. There might be substantial savings you can make that would free up more cash for investments. If you know there are some big ticket items in the near future, a car, maybe college educations, etc., make sure you factor that into your calculations. do use common sense and set aside time to study. If you apply common sense and are willing to set aside significant amounts of personal time to research a deal, evenings and weekends, for example, then it's unlikely that you will make an expensive mistake. Most of the time when people lose money on real estate investments is because they haven't done their homework properly. Let's say they bought in a hurry or didn't spend enough time doing basic due diligence. Do study the neighborhood where you're going to buy your purchases. This is crucial. Use zipdatamaps.com to research the local demographic and household incomes, or use citydata.com to research crime data, plus a lot of housing and business information. Even Trulia and Zillow have a great information on rental and sales comparisons and info on local schools. Do remember, the bottom line is critical. Just because a property can be bought for $40,000 and rented for $800 per month doesn't necessarily mean it's a great deal. You need to know and keep track of every overhead associated with it. This would include community fees, maintenance fees, insurance, property tax, property management, repairs, vacancies, and income tax. Do keep on top of things. Sometimes people switch off after they've bought and rented a property out, only to find huge problems building up without their knowledge. Do not let that happen to you. Keep a close eye on your property manager, whom I strongly recommend you hire, to track money coming in and out of your property investment at all times. And make sure you file your tax returns every year, or better still, get a good CPA familiar with real estate investors, and perhaps one himself or herself, to do your taxes. The last of the do's, do plan for the worst. Many real estate investors make incorrect estimates, like the amount of time it will take to convert this space, let's say, for new tenants, or miscalculations that can cost you, significant money. So always have that broader perspective that, what's the worst thing that can happen, and work from there. Okay, let's go on to our don'ts. Don't buy your second property until your first property is making money. Don't buy a property that you can't support from cash reserves for at least 6 months. Don't buy a property without inspections. Don't ever buy a property without title insurance. Don't buy more properties than you really want. And don't buy properties that you wouldn't want to manage. Now, this next one is a really preference on my side. Don't do Section 8 properties unless you absolutely have to. Case in point, my properties in Memphis that were nearly impossible to rent, we had to go to Section 8 in order to keep them rented and filled up. It has its pluses and it has its minuses, but overall, I think the minuses stand out. Don't quit your job unless your rental income equals twice what you really need to survive. This allows for those unexpected expenses, disasters, unplanned for high ticket items, and rental losses. Don't buy a property just because it's cheap. All the numbers and the market must make sense. Don't self-manage unless you absolutely can't avoid it. Remember, we're trying here to make this a passive investment. Now, if you ever do self-manage, what I would suggest, and it's smart, especially if you really move into a lot of multifamily properties, is to actually create your own separate entity or business, a property management business, where you have someone else who runs that property management business. And yeah, you can save some significant money there. Don't believe the infomercials. I've talked about this before. The Ferraris and the bikini-clad girls in the driveway, and the hype that you can make money quickly. Many real estate investors think it's easy to get rich quick in real estate. Infomercials have perpetuated this myth. In reality, real estate investing, it takes some time, and you've got to spend that time on it. Don't overlook your cash reserves. This is a big one. This is extremely important. Set enough aside to cover your rental expenses for 6 months. Also, CapEx is critical, and you need to, right after you purchase that property, you need to set up a CapEx account and just contribute to that at a fixed percentage every time you get income in from your property each month. Don't rush into a deal that might be too good to be true. If you find a property that looks like an amazing investment, take a deep breath and figure out what you're not seeing. Probably one time in 20, it will be a great deal and you just happen to get there first. But more often than not, others will have seen an issue you may have missed and have passed on it for that reason. The best deals are usually the boring, reliable ones, not the perfect, shiny ones. Don't miscalculate cash flow. Now, you know, we talk about here, cash flow is king. Many successful real estate investors buy, hold, and rent out properties for the long term, ensuring they have enough cash flow for maintenance and other expenses. Savvy real estate investors allocate their budgets so there's sufficient coverage for expenses like the mortgage, taxes, insurance, and advertising costs. When you don't have enough cash flow, your property becomes a liability when it should be an asset. Don't buy without visiting the property personally. Real due diligence involves a mix of research you can do at home, but it is also vital to walk and drive the neighborhoods yourself. Even go to, the parks that are nearby, late at night and all hours of the day when it's the rush hour, everybody's going to work. Are there people going to work or are there no people going to work in your neighborhood? These tell you a lot about that neighborhood. There's lots of reputable agents, brokers, and so forth who will give you accurate feedback on certain locations, but you really need to start developing your own sort of gut instinct for property types and locations you're comfortable with. That only comes by pounding the pavement. Don't underestimate the value of a stable tenant. Renting to, professionals in full-time jobs or blue-collar workers with a good credit history and decent salary is the best way to ensure a continuous and hassle-free income stream. People outside of these categories tend to move around and more and take less care of their property. If a paying tenant makes a request, like fixing a lock or unclogging a sink, make sure they get a polite reply and that action is quickly taken to solve their problem. Don't think you can invest in real estate single-handedly. Successful real estate investors rely on a team of professionals to assist them in real estate deals. Commercial real estate brokers, appraisers, home inspectors, lenders, and closing attorneys are all an essential part of achieving success in real estate investing. And my last don't be afraid to take the plunge once a deal stacks up. It is not uncommon to suffer from analysis paralysis, having so much information that you don't know what to do with it. It is just a phase that you can get through by double-checking that you've covered all the most important angles. Once you've spent the time figuring out what you want and have researched the opportunities that match this criteria, my advice is to take the plunge and don't look back. Well, that's our list. I know I could have included more, and you probably have some of your own that you could add to this list. But the idea here is really to present to you and to, the kinds of things that can happen, the kind of things you want to avoid in your real estate investing. Abiding by these simple do's and don'ts will help you to avoid some of the more common mistakes new and experienced real estate investors make. There are huge wealth-building opportunities out there for investors who are wise and prudent in their investment practices. Real estate investing can actually be fun if you approach it right. Remember these tips and happy investing. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links I may have mentioned, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. You can look these up and even print them out and have them with you in your real estate strategic plan. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast Give us a 5-star rating and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.